Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. Jack Odrick is here. Jack's a good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, almost 10 years as a member of our Brain Trust. Jack is. He's one of the great futurists of our time. He's the author of a number of books, most of which we've launched on this show over the past years. His new book is called Foresight 2020. A futurist explores the trends transforming tomorrow, and I'm so happy that Jack is here today because he's brought some of those transforming trends with him to talk about today. Jack Odrick, welcome back to the show.
Jim, always a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you back. I love it when you join us because you always bring good things to talk about that might push our envelope a little bit, expand our imagination just a little bit. And one of the things you got on your list here of game-changing technological trends that are transforming tomorrow is something called a MOOC. What's a MOOC?
A MOOC is a massive open online course. And in the past year, Harvard, MIT, University of Michigan, universities are putting their courses online for free. But now the game's really changing because the American Council on Accreditation is offering credit for these free courses.
Wow.
So the ability to get a high-quality education for next to nothing is going to be a real possibility.
And get a skin with a stamp and an official signature and a date at the end of that, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Instead of walking down the aisle, you walk out to the mailbox and get it out of the mailbox, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I think what you're going to start seeing is people will start putting their accreditations on their social networking sites. They'll say, I'm staying up to date on latest advances in my field.
Right.
And employers, the smart employers, are not going to care where you got your degree. What they're going to want to know is, are you motivated, are you educated, and are you staying on top of that? And MOOCs.
Is this undergraduate work?
It is undergraduate right now. There are some graduate level courses,
but this is BA BS level stuff.
Yes.
So it's easy for people to see, Jack, it's easy because most people they've got kids that are in college that are taking online courses. They know people who are getting nursing degrees online, et cetera, et cetera. But to me, the big disruption here is the transformation is, and the disruption is what this is doing to traditional educational infrastructure.
That's right. I mean, if I was the president of a higher education institution, I would stop building brick and mortar.
Yeah,
buildings that.
But yet they're not. Yet they're raising money like crazy and building more buildings right now.
That's 20th century thinking in the 21st century. The rules of the game have changed, and they need to update their thinking. Because what's going to happen is parents and students are tired of going into debt and seeing constantly raised.
Right,
and they're going to start looking at these high quality. Here's the way I think about it is, I still think that students are going to go to campuses for a social experience, and some courses you learn better
right
with classmates and a professor.
Science. I was going to ask you about the sciences. I'm concerned about the viability of online 100% for sciences.
Yeah, I think here's what I think is going to happen is that why are you or your grandchildren going to pay top dollar to take Econ 101 or Psych 101 when they
right
go to the world's best professors get that for free and accredited. So that, and what that, so they're going to do that, but then they're going to go to the universities for the more complicated courses, the hard side.
But if you can leverage the best people that far, Jack, what's that going to, isn't that not going to deflate the value of regular, you know, folks out across, professors in flyover America? Is this another example of analog dollars turning into digital dimes?
It is, unfortunately, that if you are a mediocre professor, teacher.
How about if you're a great professor, but you don't have a credential like some people? You're in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and you're the greatest teacher in the world, but nobody knows it. I mean, this is...
Start putting yourself online,
folks,
and the people will come if you're the best.
These are transformations, but they're also disruptions that we're talking about with our good friend Jack Oldrich. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.